Grandma sat hunched in her chair by the window. The wicked little eyes followed George closely as he crossed the room towards her. "You're late," she snapped. "I don't think I am, Grandma." "Don't interrupt me in the middle of a sentence," she shouted. "But you'd already finished your sentence, Grandma." "There you go again," she cried, "always interrupting and arguing. You really are a tiresome little boy. What's the time?" "It's exactly 11 o'clock, Grandma." "You're lying as usual. Stop talking so much and give me my medicine. Shake the bottle first. Then pour it into the spoon and make sure it's a whole spoonful. Are you going to gulp it all down in one go?" George asked her. "Or will you sip it?" "What I do is none of your business," the old woman said. "Fill the spoon." As George removed the cork and began very slowly to pour the thick brown stuff into the spoon, he couldn't help thinking back upon all the mad and marvellous things that had gone into the making of this crazy stuff. "Open your mouth wide, Grandma, and I'll pop it in."